Our cash cattle markets continue to be fairly strong. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls. He, like everyone else, is watching the stronger cash cattle market. But in the same token, our future markets are watching what cash is doing.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing going forward is just waiting on that cash. You know, obviously, we've got that front month futures, call it 243 for an even number here. So, would like to see cash close to that. You get too far lower than that, and I think you start to see deliveries. We've seen boxes start to stabilize here the last, call it week or so, off the highs. But this week generally tends to be where boxes bottom out seasonally. Doesn't mean they have, stay where they are, but it's nice to see we get that demand side support moving forward.
And our feeder cattle market has been watching very closely what's going on within our sales barns, which we continue to see some very strong sales.
Feeders futures are leading the index this week, but we've got really good sales, big sales, central western part of the state here, and those have been just tremendous prices. So just kind of waiting for the next step of news. We're back in that uncharted territory where, it's hard to make a comparison, unless you use an inflation-adjusted number.
And then you throw in the hog markets.
Yeah, I think you likely have that same seasonal tendency. We're kind of post-grilling season and right before the holidays, too. That's always kind of a tough roll between that October and December contract, at least on the board, kind of in that 82 area. But, some support here. We don't know where the fund's positioning is just because we don't have the commitment of traders report, government being shut down and all. It would be nice to have that information, but just trying to find that nice area of support here. Still, near chart highs, but, call it $7 to $8 off of those highs.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.